Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, off and running in today's edition of Football Full Circle right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Sirius Channel 159, Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel talking NFL for the next hour. Scott, we didn't discuss it yesterday, but the Baltimore Ravens made a tough decision releasing their all-pro kicker, Justin Tucker. He's no longer on the team. Obviously, the off-the-field allegations, we'll see how that transpires. But I'll just say this. If Justin Tucker was kicking the way he was two or three seasons ago and he was making about 95% of his kicks, I don't think there's any doubt the Baltimore Ravens potentially would still have him on the roster. The tough decision is the fact that he's not the same kicker that he was a few years ago. And more importantly, the off-the-field allegations are more negativity than the Ravens can handle right now.
Yeah, the whole thing stinks, Joe, right? I mean, they want to say it's a football decision. If that's the case, wouldn't you at least bring him into camp? Don't you at least owe him that he could come into camp and compete for a job, and we'll see the kid that they drafted is a little bit better than him? So if it's a football decision, I would think after 15 years or whatever it's been with him there, that they would owe him at least that. So, you know, you got to remember, but they drafted a guy that had off-the-field issues, and they had the Ray Rice situation, but they got rid of Ray Rice. So this team is not immune to, you know, getting guys like this that have issues off the field. You want to be a real conspiracist? You know, you really go crazy? You could say that, you know, he knew this stuff was coming and he was missing field goals last year on purpose. Did he ever miss a field goal at the end of the game that caused them to lose a game? I don't remember that. But maybe he just kind of iced the sled a little bit of like, okay, you know what? Look, you release me and we'll just say it's because I'm not any good anymore. I don't know. Just the whole thing is weird. I mean, this guy's had so many big kicks, Joe. I mean, just so good. And last year, obviously, he wasn't. But like I said, I would think you would owe it to him to at least bring him back into camp and let him try out. You know, they had my boy Nick Boyle, two-time steroid pop. You know, they had him on the team. You know what I mean? So do they want to be like, you know, the perfect angel or don't they want to be the Baltimore Ravens? This the whole thing is weird.
It is interesting, Scott. We'll take it a step further as it relates potentially to Baltimore in the Super Bowl market. I'm a little shocked that when you look at the board on FanDuel right here in the month of May, you have Philadelphia as the front runner, and rightfully so at a plus 650 price. But the next best team is the Baltimore Ravens at 7-1, followed by the Buffalo Bills and the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs, both at 750. Are you shocked that Baltimore is there as the second best price with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry at 7-1 to potentially win a Super Bowl over the Philadelphia Eagles?
Little surprised that they would be above Kansas City, but not too
and
much.
Buffalo.
Buffalo, I'm not surprised. Even though they lost to Buffalo in the postseason, I will grant you that. But I think there's more thinking that Buffalo will never win versus Baltimore will eventually win. I don't know if you have that same kind of sentiment with the Bills, right? So I am a little surprised, but listen, they're you know, public team and people love Baltimore. They love the Lamar. They love Derrick Henry and stuff. They haven't proved their wide receiving core, definitely. We're a little worried about Mark Andrews, right? You know, you talk about Justin Tucker not doing well last year. How about Mark Andrews? He fell well back, but he's still on the team. Or at least he's still going to be, you know, given a tryout. So, a little weird. But Baltimore's, they're a public team.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see exactly what transpires. But you look at the divisional price for Baltimore right now, Scott, minus 140 to win the AFC North, followed by Joe Burrow and Cincinnati at a plus 230 price. Pittsburgh at 5-1, and then the Cleveland Browns with an astronomical number of 27-1 to win the AFC North, which is, I mean, that's a huge number. Even still, knowing the quarterback situation, knowing the pieces that are in place, knowing that it is basically a black and blue division. I mean, Cleveland did knock off both Baltimore and Pittsburgh in the regular season at least once, right? So you can never say never. 27-1. I am shocked that Baltimore is a significant favorite over Cincinnati. I think I would put Baltimore maybe at even money and Cincinnati at a 2-1 price. Having them at minus 140, I can't buy in at that number right here, right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be laying wood with that. I mean, I like Cincinnati. I've been buying into Joey B for the longest time, and I think eventually they will get back to a Super Bowl. So, and it might be this year, but I wouldn't make them a favorite. You know, Cleveland, I don't ever remember, Joe. Now, these markets haven't been up there that long, but I don't remember another division team being that far back in division odds. I mean, there's only three other teams. It's not like you have 7, 8, 9 teams that could possibly win the division. There's only four. Pittsburgh could be just as bad as Cleveland if they don't get their quarterback situation figured out, right? So what are you got two teams? I don't know. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but, you know, we've seen C.J. Stroud 2 years ago. We saw Jaden Daniels last year. If, you know, the upside of Sanders comes through at 27-1, is that, worth a couple shekels?
I think it is. I mean, again, you're going to put the boat on Cleveland to win the division? No, but I mean, 27-1, if things do break their way where they get a good ride and maybe the veterans step up, Myles Garrett, dominant defensive player, there is the potential for maybe Cleveland to overexceed. I will say this. I think last year with New England being as bad as they were, they still were only in the area of about, I want to say, 21-24-1. To potentially win the AFC East. So this is a huge number for the Browns in the offseason. Just shows you how far, Scott, they have fallen, right? When they had Deshaun Watson, they potentially were one of the front runners to win the AFC North. And fast forward 3 years later, it looks like they're in a major rebuild.
Yeah. And then you throw in a year before that, they had Baker Mayfield. Took him to the second round of the playoffs. Yep. I mean, this team, as crazy as it sounds, was on the upswing. And then they decide to get rid of Baker, go for the home run with Deshaun Watson. And obviously we know that didn't work out. But this team wasn't that far away just a few years ago from being a real force. So I would give them a better chance of winning the North than I would the Patriots the East.
I agree with that. I would say that. You know, Stefanski's proved that with, you know, incompetent quarterback or under average quarterbacks, he can take a team to the playoffs. Did it certainly with Joe Flacco a couple of years ago. When you look at Cleveland's price, Scott, to make the playoffs, they are right there with the New York Jets. And I think that number for the Jets is disrespectful at plus 520. But you have Cleveland almost 8-1 to make the playoffs this year at plus 790.
Wow. 8-1 to make the playoffs. When all these playoff teams get, they really, I mean, obviously they were bad last year, but they really don't believe in any of this stuff with the Cleveland Browns, with their quarterback. Listen, even if it's Flacco, right? You know, let's just say none of these rookies or Pickett really kind of emerge. You know, you got Joe Flacco. So it's not like you don't have a halfway decent quarterback. He's past his prime, sure, but could he, you know, sneak them into the postseason? I think the AFC, we talked about it yesterday, Joe. I think the AFC is coming back a little bit. You know, the NFC is going up. I think the AFC is going down. Could they at least challenge? So you're holding on to an 8-1 ticket at the end of the year and start to hedge a little bit. You know, I can see them maybe challenging for a wild card spot. I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world.
I don't think it is either. I think some of these markets for FanDuel right now, Scott, in terms of the playoff market, are interesting. We touched on a couple of AFC teams. When we do come back, we'll touch on some NFC teams. But the other team that I mentioned is the New York Jets. You talk about the Jets with a veteran quarterback now. The pieces in place. You have Aaron Glenn. 520? You think 5-1 is a reasonable number for a team that's got so many new parts, but they're veterans coming back?
Yeah, you're a bigger quarterback fan than I am of the Jets quarterback situation. So I think it's going to boil down to him, and I'm just not a big fan. So I wouldn't touch that.
Touching it. I'm telling you, plus 520 is in a very appealing number. When Scott and I return, we'll dive into NFC teams looking to make the playoffs, some juicy prices right here on Football Full Circle. Coming right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
Back on Football Full Circle, Lisi and Wetzel breaking down the NFC playoff market. We touched on a couple of teams in the AFC, the Browns, Jets. I'll throw in the Titans. You know, it is interesting, and when you look at the board, the Titans with Cam Ward in a 5.5 win total, Scott, have plus 520, plus 440 to make the playoffs. 80 cents cheaper than the Jets. And I understand the Jets are in the AFC East. But then you have a rookie quarterback, you have no pieces in place, and you're putting the Tennessee Titans at plus 440 with the Jets at plus 520. Little disrespectful, and you're putting the Saints right there with the Titans that have major question marks.
Yeah, who's betting the Tennessee Titans to make the playoffs? I mean, I get it. It's the AFC South. But, you know, Jackson, with the new head coach, could be halfway decent. Houston figures to be just as good, if not better. You would think year number three with Stroud, right? I mean, so you don't have a monster Buffalo or Kansas City or Baltimore in front of you. But I give the Jets a better chance of winning the East if things just don't go right with Buffalo than I do Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee's... I don't think they're getting 6 wins. It's not a lot, 6-12 when you think about it, but right. I think, and it would probably be better for them just to, have one bad year and get another top 5, top 3 draft choice and kind of go from there and then try and win the following year, right? That's the best way to do it when you want to build a franchise. So I would be on the under, and I plus 4 and change for them to win the division. That is always, Joe, every year there's always a last place team. And, 2 years ago, if you would have told me the Houston Texans, who were just awful, awful, would have won that division, no way. And they did. Now, Washington didn't win the division last year. And I don't think they were as bad as Houston was 2 years ago. But they were still bad. Second worst record, second or third worst record. And they turned things around. So maybe, but I don't see it with Tennessee, man. I'd really be surprised.
I quickly eyeballed this market right, when the show started, and I said, you know, the Jets jumped out to me. But the longer that I stare at this market, Scott, it seems twisted. They have the Raiders at plus 280 to make the playoffs. Significantly cheaper than the Jets, Browns, Titans, Giants. Yeah. Giants are the worst at 820. You got the Panthers at plus 245. You got the Patriots at plus 164 to make the playoffs with a 7.5 win total. Like, this is a real twisted market, I think.
Yeah. They're not making the play. Again, you're going to have to give me at least five to one on the Patriots to make the playoffs, right? I mean, if I think they're going to make the playoffs for plus one and change, I might as well just bet them every single week because they're going to have a winning record, right? You got to have at least 9-8, you would think, to make the playoffs because they're not going to win the division. So, yeah, all these numbers, Joe, are low. I mean, look at them all. The Dolphins are only one and change. Dallas, I mean, I'm bigger on Dallas than most, but, you know, they're only plus 225. Patriots, you said a plus 164 for the New England Patriots? Really? Jets are 520. I'm looking at, and the Patriots are 164. They think
how
the Patriots are twice. How is that? Yeah, right? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
That doesn't.
But so we'll dive into the NFC odds, okay? So I think the Panthers are a pretty good price at plus 245, just strictly based off of what we talked about yesterday about Bryce Young, his development, knowing that now you get Tet McMillan in that offense. You have playmakers. They could run the football with Chuba Hubbard. It's a winnable division, so you could say even if Tampa Bay regresses a little, potentially the ability for Carolina to maybe close the gap and get to 8-9 or even 10 wins is within the realm of possibility. Not only that, Scott, but in terms of the NFC teams, the only two NFC teams that have better odds are the Saints and Giants, and the Giants are in a complete rebuild at this point.
Yeah, I actually like the Giants. I mean, let's just go like best case scenario, right? And they're plus 820. They're at the bottom of the barrel to make the playoffs. They are the last team. I don't think they're going to be that. I love their over. But, all right, so they get Carter, right? You throw him in on a defense that's got Dexter Lawrence, Mr. Fatso over there. If you get Kevon Thibodeau, you know, a high draft choice to actually live up to his hype, you got him on one side. I mean, their defense, theoretically, Joe, should be halfway decent. Now you bring in a quarterback, you know, well, obviously past his prime, but still, you know, at least he's halfway decent in Russell Wilson. He can keep you in games. You got Winston in just in case he doesn't. I mean, I don't think it's that big of a stretch to see the Giants at 9-8 this year. Do you? They could be,
no,
you know, they have neighbors.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me. Anything's possible, right? They have a veteran quarterback. They have a 1,000-yard receiver from Malik Nabers. They have a 1,000-yard rusher in Tyrone Tracy that came on, right? You get Cam Scataboo, so the rushing attack should be good. Right. Theo Johnson, if he could ever live up to expectations coming out of Penn State, you have a competent tight end. So the ability is there. It's just you're going to have to play Dallas twice, the Eagles twice, and Washington twice, teams that they weren't able to overcome last year. Granted, it's a different year with a different quarterback and hopefully more optimism, but those teams got better, right? Philly and Washington look to be better this year and more dominant. So can they close the gap some? Can the Giants be 3-3 in the division, Scott? Will either make or break that bet at plus 820?
Right. I think they can. I mean, listen, Joe, I mean, there's really, on paper, there's no reason for them to be as bad as they were last year, and now they added on, right? I mean, you think about who they did, what with, the money they gave out, and all the expectation. You know, you get Dexter Lawrence, really good player. You gave Brian Burns a gazillion dollars, should be a really good player. You got Thibodeau, you know, top five draft choice, should be a really good player. You draft Carter, you know, third overall, should be a really good player. I mean, those are like four or five guys that are supposed to be, you know, the be-all, end-all.
Right.
So as they turn the lights out on me here. So, I mean, I don't know.
They turn the lights out at Scotty. That's it. Turn out the lights.
Yeah, that's it. He's done. He's thinking the Giants are going to be good. Get rid of them, you know. But, right, I mean, on paper, you got five guys that should be, you know, challenging for all-pro status on defense.
Yes. It's
possible. The defense should be great.
We'll see. If that's the case, Scott, that 820 is live this year. We'll come back. More playoff odds in the AFC and NFC coming right back with also more prop bets on Football Full Circle. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, continuing the conversation, we left off talking about playoff odds for both the AFC and the NFC, touched on some NFC teams like the Carolina Panthers, New Orleans Saints, and even the New York Giants, dead last out of all 32 teams at plus 820, Scott. Before we dive into some other teams, I do want to reach out a report that has been mentioned on Steelers Now about Aaron Rodgers. He's remained in constant contact with the team, Scotty. Constant contact with Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The only problem is that he hasn't signed on the dotted line, and Pittsburgh hasn't either made it an official offer or they haven't agreed in terms of principle. So if that's the case, and Aaron Rodgers is still on the outside looking in, is Pittsburgh worthy of a plus 182 price to make the playoffs this year?
No, I wouldn't think so, right? I think there's a halfway decent chance he doesn't play. I mean, it really, I will say, I'm not sure which is worse, though, Joe. Him holding out this long and then saying, all right, come on, let's go, guys. And you're like, you know, you couldn't have said this 3 months ago. Or him, you know, kind of teasing the Pittsburgh Steeler fan and front office, more importantly, all this way, and then say at the last moment, nah, you know what, I'm not going to play. So I don't know what the dude's thinking. I really don't. You know, every time you see him over on McAfee's show, it's like the family, you know, family issues. What family issues? He's single. What kind of family issues? It's not like he has, you know, a wife and three kids, and he's, you know, debating on whether he wants to spend more time with the family. He doesn't have a family. He doesn't talk to his family. You know, he's a man without a country there. So what family is dictating what he does over the next, 8 months or so with football?
You know what I wanted to tell you? It's not like he's got issues with his partner where, you know, they don't want to pick up or clean the dishes, right? In the morning.
yeah, exactly. Clean out the dishwasher, yeah.
Right? It's not like those like family issues. Yeah, it's not like those family issues, right? Now, I made a mistake. I said Pittsburgh was plus 182 to make the playoffs. It's plus 152. So 30 cents a discount. That's still a significant price. To me, Scott, that 152 represents Aaron Rodgers in the mix. If you're going to roll dice with potentially Will Howard and Mason Rudolph, I would put that number probably with Carolina at plus 245, right? I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, would you – so at plus 152, you're not buying in with Mason Rudolph as a starting quarterback, right? You don't think they have a legitimate shot to get over the hump with him at the helm?
Not in that division especially, right? I mean, you got a monster. You got four monster games with Baltimore and Cincinnati. You know, maybe you can hold your own, obviously, with Cleveland. But, you know, to think that you're going to go, 3-3? That might be pressing it. So, no, not with Mason Rudolph. I would think that, you know, I know they haven't done this, but somewhere along the line, they got to just say, all right, we got to go backwards. In order to get a big-time quarterback, if Rodgers is not going to be our guy, then are we really going to win with Mason Rudolph? Are we really going to win with Will Howard? Probably not. And I think they bought him out. And they don't necessarily do it on purpose, Joe, right? But this could finally be the year where Tomlin has that losing record, breaking that streak of, 18 straight years of not having a losing record.
Right? I would be more inclined to make that bet this year than any other year, right? Not, even if Rodgers does all of a sudden come off the sidelines and swoon in like the Fresh Prince, I would still take a shot to the no, just knowing about team continuity and it seems like a patchwork job that they're just trying to throw together, right? They're hoping that everything falls in place and then Mike Tomlin could just wave his pixie dust and all of a sudden this team is basically a 10 or an 11-win football team. And that might be all well and good, but we're still talking about elevating it to potentially challenging for an AFC championship, right? Even if Aaron Rodgers is there, we're not denying they could potentially make the playoffs, but I think we're in agreement, right, Scott, that even if he's for the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, there are odds of challenging Baltimore, Buffalo, and Kansas City in a championship game is slim to none at this point.
Yeah. I just as soon have Kirk Cousins, to tell you the truth. I don't know if you can get him. I don't know. Yeah, I know salary issues with all the money they gave him, you know, are there, but I am a believer if there's a will, there's a way. They'll find a way to get it done, right? So I would think that would be the next alternative, not Mason Rudolph or Will Howard. I think, and maybe they're holding up, you know, Atlanta and just, you know, Atlanta saying, all right, you want him, he's yours, take him. And then they're saying, well, we got to find out about Rodgers. But I'd rather have Kirk Cousins.
The human compiler. We'll see. Kirk Cousins, yeah, whether he's on Atlanta or Pittsburgh starting week one. We'll come back. More playoff odds in the NFC right here on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, diving into the playoff on FanDuel, there's three NFC teams, Scott, that have plus prices. One of them I like, the other two, it's flip a coin. So Arizona plus 134 has pretty good value in my opinion. I also like Arizona, I told you earlier, about a week ago, plus 440 to potentially win the NFC West. The Falcons at plus 138, and the Vikings at plus 148. On paper, Scott, you would say, yeah, Atlanta, Minnesota, right? Penix and J.J. McCarthy, all the playmakers around them. But I'm not sold on either team this year. I mean, could Minnesota surely make a run? Absolutely. But that's a lot of pressure on the youngster to come in and hit the ground running. Same thing with Penix. Even though we got his feet wet and he started last year, now the bullseye's on his back. He's supposed to elevate this team past where Kirk Cousins had them last year. And if he can't do it, we'll see if he's the face of the franchise over the next four or five seasons.
You know, it's weird about the Atlanta, especially, Joe. You know, their win total is 7.5.
Again.
Now, it's a little juicy, minus 140. But you might as well bet the over 7.5 because they're not making the playoffs at 7-10, no matter how bad the NFC South is. So they certainly can get 8 wins and not make the playoffs, but they can't get 7 wins and then make the playoffs.
Right.
So I know one is a positive and one is a negative as far as the odds are concerned, but it's not that big a difference. I just as soon lay the minus 140 and go over 7.5. Saying, you know, Minnesota's 8.5, that's not that bad. But again, these you're talking about
Scott. That's hard though for Minnesota in that division. Detroit, Green Bay twice. Right. Right? You don't even have the quarterback experience now with Caleb Williams playing a full season. So now you have the most inexperienced quarterback in Minnesota, right? Starting year number two of his career. He's only got one preseason game under his belt, and you're expected to go and eclipse 8.5 wins?
Well, if you're going to make the playoffs, you're going to have to. I'll tell you that. But that's what I mean. When the over-under win totals are better, maybe not odds-wise, because even Minnesota's minus 120, but they're not – you know, they should all be like plus 250, 3-1. I mean, the Atlanta Falcons, they're not going to get in as a wild card, right? I mean, not with the NFC the way it is now, with Dallas and Philadelphia. All the teams in the West are pretty good. I mean, they're going to have to win the division. So if that's the case, you might as well bet them to win the NFC South rather than, you know, bet them to get into the postseason. I just don't see how Atlanta is going to get in as a wild card. They would have to be 11-6. Right. And I don't even think 10-7 might get it done this year in the NFC. The NFC is going to be, you know, that NFC North, if Minnesota does get some quarterback play, you got three teams, four teams there. You got the Eagles and the Cowgirls. You got San Fran. You got the Rams. I don't know how they would be able to get in unless they really just are like, you know, great this year. And I don't think that's going to be the case.
Which is the better bet? Minnesota under the 8.5 or to miss the playoffs? It's almost minus 200. It's minus 180 on FanDuel. That's not even a good number. You know, it's not a good number that you could say, I mean – it's not even like minus 130, 140. It's almost two bills to make 100.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I would go under. Now, listen, could they get go 9 and 8 and not make the playoffs? Yeah, so you'd win the no make the playoffs bet, and but you lose the under 8.5 bet. So that could be, but it's not worth the minus 180.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, I think they're either going to be good or they're going to be really mediocre, right? JJ McCarthy's either going to be able to get the job done, or he's not. So this is either a 5 or 6 win football team, or it's a 10 or 11 football team. If you want to go positive on McCarthy, I will say this real quick, and I'm not a big McCarthy fan, but I mean, if Sam Darnold can go in there last year and perform like he did compared to the other 4 years in the league,
right?
Maybe McCarthy can at least get the job done.
It's possible. Here's another one that I'm still scratching my head on. I know Geno Smith brought some optimism to Seattle, right? But he goes to Las Vegas. They have a number on them to make the playoffs, okay? Make the playoffs, Scott, at better odds than the Jets, better odds than the Titans, better odds than the Giants, to your point. They are plus 280 to make the playoffs and minus 380 to miss the playoffs. Which is the better number for them?
They're not taking their playoffs.
I agree. But if that's the case, how do you play it? You miss the playoffs minus 340. You can't play that. You got to take their under.
Yeah.
Which?
Yeah. But the under is 7.5. Do they go 8-9?
It's only minus 140, but that's a crazy. For them to go 8-9, they would really have to overachieve, right? They would have to be 3-3, 4-2 in the division. They're realistically going to be 2-4, 1-5, or 0-6, right? They're not beating the Chiefs. They're not beating the Chargers twice, and they're certainly not beating the Broncos. They don't have the team to do it. They might have certain pieces, but the minus 140 might be the best way to go for the Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah. They'd be lucky to go 2-4, right? One of those three teams, whether it's Denver, KC, San Diego, or the Chargers, will sweep them. And then we'll say they get a split from the other two. So then they would have to really, like, dominate at a conference or at a division. Listen, Geno's pretty good. He's halfway decent, right? Is he going to ever win any big games? No. But can he get you to 500? That's what they're kind of based on. But I think they were a lot more than a quarterback away from being a 500 team last year.
Get Ashton Genty. I don't know if that's going to help them all that much with the pieces. That the offensive line was terrible last year. Offensive line was horrendous, right? Yeah, Brock
Bowers.
Wide
receivers.
Well, Brock Bowers, Jacoby Myers. Who else? I'll tell you exactly. They just
got the draft. They got somebody.
Yeah, I'll remember it. But here's the thing. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah,
hang on.
They don't have anybody.
Wide receivers that they had this year, they got
Jacoby Myers.
Jack Beck from TCU. Okay, they have Trey Tucker. They have Tommy Mulata, former quarterback from Montana State that they drafted. Okay. Christian Wilkerson, Cedric Jackson, Tyreek McAllister,
Dante Thornton.
Who's doing
nobodies? I mean, that is a bunch of nobodies.
Colin Johnson, the former Texas wide receiver, he played well at certain points throughout, you know, he showed glimpses. Colin Johnson, the big play wide receiver.
They got Mostert from the Dolphins. So their backfield's actually with Jente and Mostert's actually halfway decent.
Yeah, but that carry them to 9-8 wins?
Wide receiving core is not getting them 9-8. Not in that division.
No Tommy way. Mulott, the former quarter, that's a crazy.
Tommy Mulott.
That's 8 wins with that roster. I'd sell the 140 right now. Can now Pete Carroll, do you think in 2 years Pete Carroll could get the Raiders to the playoffs? Or do you feel like he's just a bridge gap quarterback?
Bridge gap coach, excuse me. That's a tough, you know, like everyone in that division is not getting worse. You know, Kansas City is, you know, Mahomes is still young, so they're not going to get any worse. Chargers are all young. Herbert's not getting any worse. And you got to think, you know, Denver's all young. So they're not getting, you know, so what is in front of them right now is going to be in front of them for the next realistically 3 years. So is Geno Smith ever going to be able to get that team past those guys? You know, maybe Denver, but I don't think so.
I don't think so. Sell Las Vegas in year one. We'll come back with more odds right here on Football Full Circle. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, we've been breaking down the make the playoff odds on FanDuel. How about miss the playoff odds? We'll take a look at the biggest teams and best prices for 2025. Obviously, you have the Buffalo Bills as the best price right now, juicy in terms of the odds perspective, plus 470, Scott, to miss the playoffs, right?
Right.
Followed by Baltimore at plus 360, the Eagles at plus 320, and the Chiefs at plus 310. If you had to make a bet right now, I gave you $1,000, and I said, Scott, you got to bet on the top, you know, the best price is top four.
Pick
best
one.
Teams, pick one. I would personally probably bet on the Baltimore Ravens. But that's me, and I know that that seems crazy considering Lamar and Derrick Henry. But knowing the division, knowing how potentially, you know, he could maybe get hurt, and I'm not hoping that, but we've seen it throughout his career where Lamar Jackson hasn't made it through a regular season. Plus 360 is appealing enough for me to bang the 360 and potentially make 3,600.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. Ultimately, I think they all do. I'm split between Philadelphia and Kansas City, the two Super Bowl teams.
You would take start a with Philadelphia. Shot on KC, huh?
Well, you know, they look so bad, Joe. So bad in the Super Bowl. And they've been getting by, you know, miraculously the last two seasons, even the Super Bowl year from 2 years ago. I mean, they come so close. All these great comebacks, maybe, just maybe, you know, Mahomes has been fighting off injuries left and right. He's been basically injury free as far as missing games, but he has been banged up all the time. I could just see maybe a little regression, just a little. You know what? We won our Super Bowls. We didn't win last year. We're not really fighting for anything. You know, there's an arm's long list of great teams over the years that once they stop winning, they don't go back. So including our Dolphins. So I would, you know, maybe Kansas City, and the other one would be Philadelphia, only because they won the Super Bowl last year. And who knows how players are going to react to that. They may think, okay, that's it. We're done. We won. Now I want to get paid. I don't care really about winning. And just that, you know, malaise kind of sets in with their attitude versus wanting to fight and fight. I think they're going to be good. I think they do make it, but that's always a possibility. It is.
Yeah, you see, for me, out of the top four, the Eagles would be the one that would be last for me to bet on. And the reason why I say that is I actually think they're young enough to be as hungry, have the eye of the tiger. They have a quarterback in Jalen Hurts that's now playing with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. And if you would have given me a market even now to say that the Eagles, you know, have a shot to potentially three-peat like Kansas City did, I would tie the money up for 2 years because I actually believe the Eagles do have the best shot. When you look at the defensive talent that they have, Scott, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and the list of those playmakers, you add in Mitchell and Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean in terms of the secondary, it's going to be very difficult for them to not win the NFC East and break that string, right? What has it been? Since 2004, we haven't had a back-to-back winner in the division. I mean, I know the odds are against them, but I don't think there's any shot they're a 12 or a 13 win football team this year.
You would think, you know, on paper, yeah, but let's play devil's advocate, right? So, all right, so Saquon Barkley, you know, has been completely healthy last year. He gets hurt again. Wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world. AJ Brown, he gets married this offseason. If you think that's not going to affect players, you're kidding yourself. And now all of a sudden he's worried about home life and who's doing the dishes and football, I don't care. I got my ring. I got my little book I want to read. It hurts. You know, he got his Super Bowl, so he did silence the critics, I would think, to a certain extent. And then all those guys on defense, you're right. I mean, they're all great on paper, but now they're all bitching and complaining. They want more playing time. I want more money. I want to renegotiate my contract. And now you got, a really good Washington team. You got Dallas, and I got, you know, an improving Giants team. Mm. You know, it on paper, yeah, definitely. But all those things, you know, only takes one little injury, you know, and all of a sudden everything changes. Are you really that, you know, confident Nick Sirianni could keep that thing afloat? He's not exactly, Andy Reid over there.
Yeah,
so.
But he is. See, that's the thing about Sirianni. But wait a second. He beat it. He lost to Andy Reid in the Super Bowl, beat him in the Super Bowl, and he beat him in the regular season. You can't say that Sirianni isn't up there in terms of winnable coaches with a great track record and resume. I mean, he is.
What happened 2 years ago? What happened 2 years ago? That Eagles team was a sinking ship. Did he do anything to stop it from sinking 2 years ago? No.
Well,
so why would I feel confident next year?
Coordinator, though, it's possible, but we'll see how Detroit fares with their new OC and DC, and we'll see if the guy that loves to bite elbows and smash kneecaps, Dan Campbell could turn it around. I will say this, if we're looking at Detroit's number, 2-1 for them to miss the playoffs, I take a shot on that, knowing that the division potentially still up, knowing that the NFC is a competitive conference, knowing that Tampa Bay and the Rams and Arizona now have all gotten better. I could see maybe Detroit not making the playoffs, and I could see San Francisco just knowing about the injuries. What's the guarantee that Kittle, McCaffrey, you know, Ayuk comes back and is 100%, right?
Yeah. I think out of all of them, at plus 144, I think San Fran is your best play. I get it. I mean, I could see Detroit too. I could, you know, especially since that division should be a little bit better. And again, NFC a little bit better. You know, you can't stay on the top as long as, you know, forever. So, but San Fran especially. McCaffrey, he's another injury waiting to happen. You know, the wide receiving core is no longer great, great. You got the Brock Purdy issues, you know, hanging over their head. Are they going to re-sign him? You know, you might not buy into him anyway. He didn't get him out of the funk last year, so why is he going to get him out of the funk this year, right? So at plus 144 in a division, you know, with the Rams, like you said, I could see them not making it.
Yeah, some other intriguing prices we could dive into. It. You have the Bears at minus 205, the Colts at minus 215. When we come back, wrap it up. Some trivia coming up next on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, wrapping up the show, we'll give you a trivia question. I'll give it to Scott, see if he can get it. As it relates to the prop market for 2025. But Scott brought up a good point in the break, is that the make or the miss playoffs on FanDuel, you could actually parlay them together. So if you take a team like the New England Patriots that have a 7.5 win total and they're minus money to miss the playoffs this year, you could put them potentially with Seattle, Tennessee, get a better price, and maybe you just play it that way as opposed to playing them straight. And maybe if you put in an outlier like Detroit or like Philadelphia, like Scott mentioned, you have better odds to potentially make plus money. So we might do that tomorrow on hump day, Scott. We'll dive into maybe some parlays, see if we could drum it up in the lab and get some plus money. This quarterback, cool. Scott, last year, I'm going to give you I know you like this. This quarterback completed 68% of his passes last year, threw for 3,851 yards, 21 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. His prop for this year, 3,375.5. Now, number one, are you intrigued with that? 500 yards of discount. And can you name the quarterback?
Definitely intrigued. The quarterback played the whole season. Yeah, right?
Yes.
He played, you know, he didn't like miss like 4 or 5 games. All right. No. I think Geno threw for more than that. So not him. Jordan Love?
Kyler Murray, 3,375.5. He's got Trey McBride. He's got Marvin Harrison Jr. He's got good old James Conner coming out of the backfield that adds to those yards and games. Are you biting on the total? You know how I feel about Arizona this year, Scott. I think they could overexceed. But that number to me, as long as Kyler's healthy, he should blow right through it. He could potentially, if you gave me a market, I probably would alter to 4,000 this year.
Right. Man, that's the one thing we said there yesterday, right? I really wish they would alt these numbers. Because
hey, FanDuel, you listening? Alt it, baby.
Yeah, you alt everything else. Why don't you alt these numbers? Because you could really make a killing. Because if they stay healthy, they're going to blow by these numbers, right? I mean, if you did it last year, then why not again this year? So, yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest Kyler Murray fan, but he's not going anywhere. You know, he's not getting benched this season, right? I mean, the head coach will get fired before he gets benched. So that's always a nice thing to have in your back pocket. It's hard to think he would throw for at least 3,400 yards.
All right, I'll give you one more. Now, this quarterback was a little banged up. Threw for 2,045 yards, 11 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Got a very high number on him this year, 3,700.5 yards.
Wow. So he missed a lot of time last year, right? So wouldn't be obviously Joey B. He led the league. And look at the quarterback. They wouldn't give you a number for Derek Carr. That wouldn't be it. That number is too low for Jordan Love. He threw for more than that.
I'll give it to you. You want me to give it to you?
Former
number one pick, Trevor Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
Brian Thomas Jr. Brian Thomas Jr. Travis Hunter in the mix.
New head coach.
New head coach, Liam Cohen. All he does is turn things into gold. Are you buying Trevor Lawrence for 3,701 yards in 2025?
I would think so. What did he throw the year before? Let me look that up.
Year before that, Scott, 4,016. The year before that, 4,113. 25 touchdowns, 21 touchdowns, and last year, 11 with Doug Peterson. He ran him right into the dirt, Scotty. He ran his career right into the dirt. That's it.
He's got to be in there, right? I mean, they're not putting Mac Jones in there. So as long as he's healthy, he's playing no matter how bad or good he is, right? And I think he'll be better than that. That's not bad. That's not, you know, a division that you should be able to throw. No great, great defenses you're facing.
Exactly.
Nice weather in Jacksonville, December, home games.
If Trevor Lawrence gets to 3,700 yards, you would have to say that Jacksonville potentially is a 10-win football team. They're above 500. They're challenging for a division, and more importantly, they have a good price to make the playoffs this year. So we'll see how it plays out. We'll be back tomorrow for our great producer, Danny Oler, Scott Wetzel. I'm Joe Lisi. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.